Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama Wears Athleisure. I am your host, Mariela De Santiago, a first-time mom. We focus on all things mom with tips to help make life easier and more organized for all you mamas out there. Hi, everyone. So in today's podcast episode, we're doing a mom talk, and we're going to keep going on the Kristen Cavallari conversation. So for this one, I wanted to flip it because Kristen Cavallari is dating a much younger guy. And, you know, she's getting a bad rap because she's older. But I want to kind of talk about if the roles were reversed and if she was the younger one dating a much older man. So today we have Becky, who's going to talk about her experience with this. And, you know, I just kind of want to get an idea. Is it always the women that are getting like this bad rap, regardless of like whether they're dating younger or older? Because it doesn't ever seem to be the guy. And maybe that's just my perspective.
Thanks for having me. We're friends and neighbors. And so now we're podcasting together, which is fun. I am not a San Diego native, but I've lived here pretty much my whole life. I run an automotive design agency, but I'm also a children's author. So that's kind of what I'm usually podcasting about. This is much more fun and juicy though. And I think you are totally right. I think it's the women always getting, we're damned if we do, damned if we don't, right? If we date younger, we're out there to like snag a pool boy. And if we date older, we're gold diggers, you know, so we can't win. But I love that now I'm on the same plane and in the same conversation as Kristen Cavallari. So that really is helping my self-esteem a lot this week.
I love it. Right. Yeah. Like you're a cradle robber or whatever it is. It's just, there's always something. So let's talk about your story. So you are married. So just want to clarify, we're not dating older. We're married.
We dated for almost five years before we got engaged or got married. So this wasn't a one-night stand that turned into a marriage. It wasn't a fling. It wasn't a pandemic thing. It's this summer we'll be celebrating 14 years married and almost 20 years together. So it's real. It can happen and it can be real. So that's hopefully inspirational for somebody. I don't know. But we met the old-fashioned way at work. This was before dating apps and all those things. And we met the old-fashioned way through work. And, you know, some might say the rest is history. We did a lot of traveling together. And I think that's a really good way to get to know somebody who they really are. You know, if you're a snorer, if you're a messy bathroom person, if you're an absolute train wreck at airports, like all those little things that sometimes you don't see when you're just kind of dating, you see when you start traveling with somebody.
Yes. Yes, you do, especially because you cannot get away from them. You're in close quarters. You are literally inseparable for however long you guys are traveling. So you kind of see their true colors come out, which is nice, but also maybe not the best.
Well, I think you'd rather learn those lessons sooner rather than later, right?
Yes.
We used to do a lot of sailing together on a boat that was only 50 feet long. And we did thousands of miles on this trip over the years. And I remember one of my husband's friends at the time we were just engaged. And the guy says to my husband, he says, "Wow, you did all that sailing and you only had 50 feet to get away from each other. Like the most you could be separated would be 50 feet. You must really like this girl if you're marrying her after all of that." And he was like, yeah, I do. So yeah, makes you learn what's worth arguing about, doesn't it? You know? So
yeah. So I love all of these like very valid points. I want to know the juicy stuff. When you guys started to date, if you don't mind sharing, what is the age gap? And then what sort of comments you had? Because I am willing to bet that there were comments.
There were comments. There are comments. There are still, I mean, we've been together almost 20 years, like I said, and I still get the, all right. And the whispers and the comments and things like that until people meet us and get to know us and see us interact. I mean, we have a beautiful son and we're very real people, but the age difference is 18 years. So as of today, I'm 46 and my husband is 64. 18 years. But I always say my husband is older than me on paper. However, like chronologically, he's older than me, but like energy-wise and personality, I swear I'm the older one. He the man runs laps around me. Like we'll be on vacation and I'm like, can we just like simmer down, like sit by the pool, relax? And he's like, no, we're gonna go do this and this and this and this and this and this. Like he's like a little rabbit, just always busy.
Energizer bunny.
Energizer bunny, 100%. And that's great. It's probably part of why he seems so young. Like nobody believes that he's 64 years old. He doesn't act that. He doesn't dress that. He's not crotchety at any point. You know, he's a very young 64, as cheesy and hokey as that sounds, but it's true.
So that's pretty impressive because I feel like you have a lot of energy. So if you
Anyone
got
who
more,
out energizes me, yeah, that says a lot.
how do I get some of that?
Iced tea. I don't like coffee, but I love the caffeine. So iced tea, sugar-free Red Bull, and just living an exciting life, I think.
Mine's exciting. It's just I don't get to sleep past 6 a.m. ever, but that's okay.
Still,
Just the time period.
you're in the trenches now, but you will.
So what were some comments that you got? Like when you first started dating him, so you would have been like in your 20s, early to
Yeah,
mid-20s,
late 20s,
late
yeah.
20s. And whether it was from acquaintances, friends, family, like what are either comments that were directly said to you or comments that maybe you kind of heard through the grapevine or even comments said from whether it was his friends, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it from all angles. And to be honest, people have talked about me under their breath for as long as I can remember. I don't think I'm overly confident, but I am a confident person. So that often gets misconstrued as arrogance and being snotty or bitchy or whatever. But if I had a dollar for every time someone in my life outside of dating said, "Oh, I thought you were a total bitch before I met you, and now like you're not." I think it's just how women treat each other sometimes, just right off the bat. So I'm not a stranger to the whispers. And usually they roll right off my back. Sometimes they don't because we're human, but I heard it all, you know, the quintessential, oh, she's a gold digger just looking for a sugar daddy, da 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 da. And I'm like, that's interesting though, because I always made my own money. You know, like I had my own apartment. It's not like I was living at home and I needed a way out. Like I had my own apartment and I made my own car payments. And like I had my own everything before we were an actual couple, right? I mentioned we met each other at work. And so then there's always oh, someone's looking for a promotion. Oh, someone's, you know, trying to sleep her way up the corporate ladder. And it was like, again, I'm doing okay on my own. I don't really need to lay down for anyone, literally or figuratively, to get ahead. And then my favorite comment, and I use favorite in air quotes, was once we got engaged, my mother said, "Well, I just want you to think about this, Beck. I support you and I think it's great. And I know you two are very happy together, but I just want you to keep in mind that you're going to lose your husband and your parents around the same time." And I was like, oh, well, talk about raining on my parade. Like, wow. Like, we're going straight from happy engagement to we're all dying at the same time and you're going to be alone, Becky. So that was probably one of my favorite comments about the age difference.
A way to say it, right?
I could, and from your own mom, I was like, okay, all right, thanks. I mean, I could have done the math, but you know, everything's fine. I'm fine. I'm good. Thank you.
And now let's fast forward to where you are now. So you have a beautiful young man. He's
Almost 11.
okay, I was gonna say 10, so I was right on. So it's not like you were all of a sudden, oh, we got married because,
Right. It wasn't a
you know,
shotgun
shotgun
wedding.
wedding.
Yeah, it was none of those. My husband had been married before. They never had children. So it's his only child. It's my only child. And we're a happy little family of three. Two kids wasn't in the cards for us, and we're totally okay with that. And I think him having such a young son is also quote unquote keeping him young, you know what I mean? Because they're actually literally off skiing today on a little father-son trip. So when you have to keep up with a kid, it keeps you mobile and active and sharp.
It does. Well, and I love that you just mentioned that, okay, he'd been married before, but it wasn't like you were, you know, how some people might think, oh, well, all of a sudden they
Yeah.
broke off a relationship or he has other kids or so it was literally like you were just dating, you met somebody, and it just so happened that this individual was slightly older, but no big difference than if you were dating somebody that was your age
Exactly.
and
And
didn't have kids.
yeah, and you know, we both had our, we were all, I mean, granted, I was much younger than he was when we met 20 years ago. I'll always actually be much younger than he is. But I had already, you know, I'd finished college. I'd been working in the corporate world in a couple different aspects. Like I was my own person, and obviously he was his own person. And that's still a very big part of our marriage right now. Like he goes on boys golfing trips, or he's off with our son right now skiing, or he'll go, you know, on a sailing trip or things like that. And I'm like, have fun. Like those were all the things he loved doing before we got together. So I sure as heck wasn't going to stop him from doing that. And I like to go on my girls' trips and, you know, go to concerts with some of my girlfriends and things like that. And he's like, go for it. Because those were all the things I did before we were together. Whereas, and we have a lot of friends who they do, the couples do everything together all the time. And that's fine. That works for a lot of people. I'm not saying that's not a good idea, but for
I'm
us,
one of them.
and there's nothing wrong with that. And maybe you will not always be that way and not always do that. But for us, it's just kind of, you know, we do obviously vacation together often and even with or without our son, but we don't get nervous or threatened by the other person doing what they want to do if it doesn't include each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, and I do want to add that you guys have a lot of fun based off of the things that you post. Like I would love if you could tell the story, but when you guys did like a race to Vegas, like you
Oh, yes.
drove and
Yeah.
he flew. So tell us about that, because I was just following along and I just remember like you ended up driving from San Diego. So we're in North County, San Diego. Those of you that are not aware, which is like what, a 3 to 4 hour drive without traffic? Hi everyone, it's your host, Mariella. I wanted to thank you for listening and share some ways to show your continued support. You can rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, share the show with friends and family, buy me a coffee to help with the financial costs of running a podcast, follow me on Instagram at Mama Wears Athleisure, and finally, subscribe to my newsletter. Thank you for listening.
Oh, more than that,
Really?
probably closer to four and a half. Yeah. So
Okay.
I think I mentioned we have an automotive design agency, right? So we're both big car people, and we have loved that show Top Gear for ages. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you haven't, look it up. It's so funny. Even if you're not into cars, it's the funniest show ever. And they used to always do on Top Gear these challenges where they would race, a car was always involved. So a car would race somebody like a destination, and then someone would be on a plane, or someone would be on a boat, or someone would be on a train. And 9 times out of 10, the car always won, but that's kind of because it was a car show, right? So my husband and I had an idea a few years ago to do a fly drive challenge where one of us would fly and one of us would drive to Vegas. We had to leave the house at the same time. And whoever got to the hotel lobby of wherever we were staying first won. So we did it for the first time last summer. We flipped a coin. I won drive, my husband won fly. And he would never admit to it, but I think he was a little upset that he didn't get to drive. But we had rules, like we both had to leave the house at the same time. One was going to the airport, one was just getting straight on the road. You couldn't go over 85 miles an hour. So any law enforcement listening, sorry, that was I mean, at least we capped it at 85 miles an hour, right? And it was literally whoever got to the hotel lobby first won. And my husband had shirts made for us and everything. And I beat him by 8 minutes. That was it. 8 minutes.
That
But
was a fun one to follow.
it was so fun. And a lot of friends actually had, I mean, I just did it on my private Instagram page. Like, so it was only my friends and family who saw it. And everyone was like, I was so invested for those 3 or 4 hours to see how you were doing. So we're going to do it again this summer, but we're flipping. So I'll be flying and my husband will be driving. And he said, if you win again, I just give up. So you never know.
Yeah, see, so you guys, like, clearly you have a very good relationship. Goes to show that age really is just a number. So, with that being said, I just want to draw the attention to the fact that it is always women that get this bad rap. There's always these negative comments that are linked to us. It doesn't matter what you do. You can date somebody that is much older. You can date somebody that's a few years younger or much younger, or even if they are financially more stable, right? Then if somebody is, if the man is financially more stable, then yeah, you're looking for a sugar daddy. If the woman is financially more stable, then you're looking for a sugar baby.
Right. It really is. It's tricky, you know, and I get that that's baked into all the movies and all the TV we watch and culturally how it's kind of baked into everything, but no one's going to change that except for people like us who are doing and living the opposite of the stereotypes, you know what I mean? So, you know, my husband being more financially stable than I was when we met. Well, that's because he was older. His 401k had been doing better longer than mine had been, you
He
know?
had been
Like,
in the
why am I,
industry.
yeah, like I shouldn't be punished just for that or like looked at negatively just because he's literally been on the earth longer than I have, right? But, you know, I bring just as much to the table as he does.
Yeah, and it's like, well, he had been in the workforce much longer. Like, you really
Right.
can't go
It's
back and compete
right.
with
It's
that.
like, exactly. It's like getting mad at someone for, you know, making more tips in a restaurant when they work twice as much as you do. Well, of course they're going to make more, you know. So it's all relative, but it's easy just to kind of fall back on the, oh, she's just a gold digger, or oh, he's just robbing the cradle, or any, you know, things like that. So, because he heard it too. Don't think he didn't hear it. He some of his and most and guys get away with it differently. Like girls, I think are a little meaner to each other, like, oh, she's just in it for the money, right? But guys are like, oh, dude, I see, you know, you need someone to take care of you and you're old, you know, it's like more of a bro macho thing. And they just kind of joke around about it. Whereas women seem to be a bit meaner about it. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think a big point is that women just need to be more supportive. And if it's not your life to live, who cares? You can have a conversation if it's somebody that you really, truly love, like, hey, I'm concerned about so and so and where you guys are headed. But once they say, I'm happy, I'm content, this is what I want to do, then why not just support them? Like, how is it going to affect your life?
Yeah, it's so much easier to just get along and you're right. Say your piece, you know, say what you need to say, check in on your friends that you think might need help. And if they're like, we're good, we got it, then you gotta take them at their word for it. 'Cause if you're really truly friends, they're not gonna lie to you. And if they are, then A, you might never find out, but B, they must have their own reason, right?
Yeah. Well, and then it really ends up just being you're going to end up in a competition of either the person that you love ends up losing their friend or their partner. You're putting them in an uncomfortable position of having to choose between their partner and a friend. And it just,
Right.
I don't know.
Now,
I wish women were more supportive of each other. I feel like we're starting to get there, but we can be very mean. It makes me think about when you get ready, like when you put an outfit on. A lot of the times, women are getting dressed for other women, like, oh.
yeah. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't as well, but I still want. Because let's be honest, when my son, he's going to be out of the house in what, 7 years, 8 years. Your son, you've got a little longer. He's a lot younger. But once they're out of the house, you still need to be able to look across the dinner table at the person you're with and still like them. Not even just love them. Like loving is that at this point, like that's the easy part. You need to like your partner, your spouse. And I think a lot of people lose touch from that and They get so wrapped up in the kids, which is so easy to do, that you forget to date each other and flirt and, just take some of the seriousness away from life and just enjoy each other a bit more, because soon you'll go back to it just being the two of you.
I love that. I love these like little pieces of advice that you're handing out. And it's so true. You need to be able to enjoy that person's company. And I'm in it right now with a toddler. It is hard to find time. It is hard to have the energy to invest with your partner, but doing so in any little way, even if it's just like, let's go hang out in the hot tub for 5 minutes.
Right.
Got to find that time once a week, whatever it is.
Yeah. And to think outside of the box too, like day dates. We used to do a bunch of day dates, and sometimes we didn't even leave the house. They were nap time day dates, because you've got that hour and a half, maybe 2 hours where the kid's down for a nap, and you're like, all right, well, we know we're not going to get out this week or next week, so let's order some, nice food in, and we've got 2 hours. And, throw a sundress on in the middle of the afternoon, have a nooner, if you know what I mean. Like, you got to get creative when the kids are young, and it keeps things fun. And, I mentioned earlier that we're neighbors, so we've got so many families in this neighborhood. Sometimes it's nice to like partner up with other families who are also in need of date nights too. And so maybe once a week, another family will watch your kiddo for 2 or 3 hours, so you guys can just go. You don't have to go anywhere fancy or big, but just to keep dating, to keep dating your husband. I love dating my husband because I think it's important.
Yeah, the day dates are my favorite. My husband and I do that once a month. We go on a day date, which I just don't have the energy at night, and I don't
Oh
like to
yeah.
deal
Yeah.
with
By
like,
6 or 7, we're pooped sometimes, you know?
yeah, to have the energy to deal with like crowds. No, I just want to be able to go somewhere. No, I'm going to have a seat, and no, I'm going to get the service right away rather than try to get squeezed in, and then it's just so busy at night.
Yeah, it's busy at night. And then it also takes the pressure off of that evening. Not that we should, as women or wives, feel pressured to do anything or act a certain way or dress a certain way. But if you've already had that connection during the daytime, you don't feel that pressure to squeeze it in at night when we're already exhausted, you know?
Yes. Very, very valid points. Well, I'm going to give you are there anything else that you want to add? Anything else you'd like to share? Any other tips? I love these tips that you're just throwing out. They're just amazing and great reminders for anyone that's in the thick of it right now with little ones.
Oh, and I'm sure you hear it all the time, but it's true. It's you are in the trenches. Like, you are so in the trenches. And the trenches never go away. They just change. I always say the depth of the trench is what changes. Like, some days it feels like a 10-foot trench and you're like, I can't even if someone gave me a lift up, I couldn't get out of it. And then some days it's a 2-foot trench and all you need is like a running start and you can get out. So being a mom is always going to be hard work, but you know firsthand it's the best job. It's the hardest job, but it's the best job, And you are lucky enough that you've surrounded yourself with such strong, powerful, supportive women, which also comes along with, supportive men. So that's great that you have that. So I just, you've never, until you've walked in someone's shoes, you can't really say anything. So just to be kind to each other, and doesn't matter how old or young these men or women are, ding it. We all have our own story, but yeah, it's stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason, but there's true love and real love out there too. So it's easy to kind of just go, oh, well, that's what it is, when it might not be. But I like my older husband.
Well, and it's really no one else that has to deal with that relationship other than the two of you, so who cares?
Well, because you and I both, I'm sure, know people who are more, what's the word I'm looking for? Their ages are more stereotypically accepted, right? And they're miserable. So, I've had a few couples in my life in the last 4 or 5 years have gotten divorced. And from the outside, everything looks picture perfect. Picture perfect. And then it's like, oh, well, we're getting divorced. I'm like, maybe wasn't so picture perfect. So a happy marriage comes in all shapes and sizes and ages. So
And they all take work. It's
they all,
just
yeah.
a lot of compromising. That's what they need, and we forget that.
Yeah, lots of commitment. And again, realizing what's worth fighting over. That's another thing I think having someone who had been married before, but even that aside, just the wisdom you get with age, it just teaches you what is worth fighting over. Do we still fight? Of course, we're human. We're two different people. But do we really think about, is this worth, like, are we going to get divorced over this? No. Okay. So then why are we like spending more time and energy arguing about it, you know?
Yeah, very true. And what you said about the relationships where like some of those gaps are either non-existent or they're more closer together makes me think of, I don't know if you watch 90 Day Fiancé, but you see a lot of the toxicity in some of these relationships. And yeah, things look pretty and perfect, especially in social media. But when they're in a show, I like trash TV. My husband and I, that's like our guilty pleasure. You just see how some relationships can be toxic, and it's really just you have to find the person that can mesh with you, and it's not just based on age and their looks. It's way more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because our looks aren't going to be around forever. No matter what doctor you know, they won't always be the same. That's for sure. But
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time to chat with us and share your story. I love this. I love that we get to talk about Flip It with where Kristen Cavallari is.
my pleasure. Always fun chatting with you.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode. You can find us on Instagram for more updates and tips. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and give us a review if you like us.